Mike Gallagher.
Ashley, how are you, Ashley? Welcome aboard.
Well, oh, hi, Mike. I'm loving that we're talking. I just wanted to say I love President Trump. I think what he did was amazing. He really beat Obama, and he beat the Clintons, and even beat the Bushes. But what I think is he has a problem with hubris, and I think that he's going to get – I don't feel like he betrayed us with Russia at all. I think he betrays his voters sometimes when he makes missteps, and there's no one he listens to. Like, I don't even know if General Kelly as much of a man of substance.
Yeah, but all of that speculation, you have to admit, comes from a place, and you sound like a delightful person, so don't take this the wrong way, but we don't have a clue who he does or doesn't listen to. We don't know what goes on in the Oval Office. Do you define yourself as a Trump supporter?
Yes.
Okay.
And I got my whole family to support Trump in Florida, which was a big thing, because my dad and mom were Cruz supporters. Actually, my brother-in-law and my sister were, too.
Gotcha.
And they're kind of like, so I got everybody to support him.
Okay, so where are you today when you hear this kind of stuff? You got a sitting member of Congress saying the president is guilty of treason because of the comments in Helsinki. What impact does that have on you as a Trump supporter?
Where am I today? I am so angry because I will literally never vote Democrat ever in my life. My problem is it's not about me. I think I'm very savvy. I think I'm very aware. I think what he does is he makes my job harder if I have to persuade reluctant people. I'm all in. I think Swalwell is disgraceful. Every time he appears on Fox, I'm just like, this guy's
right.
I don't trust him.
Right.
I think he's 100% wrong. I also kind of am a student of politics, and I know throughout the whole Cold War, the Democrats were soft. I mean, when I hear traitor, I think John Kerry.
You also know, you're also savvy enough to know that verifiably the Trump administration is harder on Russia than Obama was.
Absolutely. My thing is, it's a question of being a strategist, going, hey, I know who I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with people who lie. I'm dealing with people, should I do this right before the midterms, or should I wait till 2019? Should I saddle some of the guys who might not make the case that I can, who don't have the plane, who don't have the ability to communicate? All these people that ran, they're risking their lives, they're running. I want to keep the Congress. I don't want to have some ridiculous impeachment proceeding. I love my country. And so for me, it's a question of, is there anybody there that has the strength to go, hey, Mr. President, let's wait to 2019.
Wait, when you say wait, this guy isn't waiting for anything. Here's an example. Yesterday, Republicans broke a record for the number of appeals court judges confirmed during a president's first 2 years. We've now confirmed the most judges on the federal level in the history of this country. So there's a great example, 23 to be exact. And these are conservative judges who are going to shape the direction of our court system for decades, because many of them are very young.
Hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
Well, but you, to listen to you, though, you're saying slow down, Mr. President. Let's wait.
I'm saying he could have everything he's doing. He's strong. He's in Yemen. Everywhere he's strong. The Russians know that they don't have a weakling anymore.
So what do you want him to do? What do you want him to do that he's not doing?
Well, what I want him to do is, like, I think if he thought meeting with Putin, having an extended press conference was going to get him a conquering hero status with the media, he needs to know who he's dealing with. And, some people, it does affect.
Yeah, but he's never going to get conquering hero status with the media, no matter what he does. Look at this week. Let's examine what happened this week. They didn't like what he said standing next to Putin. They didn't think he said anything tough to Putin. He tells CBS's Jeff Glor last night, I absolutely told Putin, do not meddle. I absolutely believe that Putin meddled. I know what Russia is up to, and I told him not to do it. Well, now they don't believe that either. He's never going to satisfy them, Ashley, ever.
No, I know. And here's the thing to me. I know I'm on Twitter a little bit. I know that the Russians had nothing to do with my vote. I dislike and distrust the Clintons deeply. I don't think here's my problem. They're unpatriotic. They did Uranium One. They've done a million things,
right.
And they're not accountable. He's dealing with a bureaucracy that literally the Strucks, I don't know how to pronounce his name, the Comeys of the world have let her get away with.
But that's a different issue altogether. You've got to focus on, you're saying when you waver a little bit or you're afraid of people wavering because he's not getting conquering hero status with the news media. He is doing everything he can to tackle this enormous machine of media, Democrats, never Trumpers, wishy-washy Republicans. And he's doing it in a very very successful way. Wouldn't you agree?
But what, Mike, the reason why I'm calling is because the other a couple days ago, I think you were kind of saying, hey, there was mistakes made, you know. So you're saying he's not every foot he lands is not perfect. So
well, who's going to ever think any foot anybody lands is all perfect? It's not going to be perfect. I mean, he didn't think it was perfect. That's why he clarified what he said. So he was. I mean, I didn't say anything that wasn't true. He himself, you know, walked back some of the comments in Helsinki the day after because he wanted to clarify. So what? So and then we move on. What's the harm? What's the downside?
Well,
what
I think is this. I think there's a lot. I think we could get into a point where he needs to have a little humility, Mike.
He's not a humble person. Come on, Ashley.
He's not Reagan yet. Let's not declare him Reagan yet.
He's not Reagan. He's not Ronald Reagan.
A lot of people in talk radio are like, he's the more stupid.
No, Ashley, I think you don't know really what you want. I think you got a lot of stuff that, you know, kind of pent up in there, and that's okay. He is who he is. I use my analogy that I think works. Bull in a china shop, okay? And a bull in a china shop doesn't have a lot of humility. You know, this is not a warm, fuzzy guy. But if you refuse to look at accomplishments and at the economy and at achievements that have taken place over the last year and a half, you're making a terrible, terrible mistake.